Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith Over here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio. Almost New Year's, and I got Mr. Dia Hicks, got me up out of bed early this morning. We're going to talk about swaggerscan.com. Good morning, Dia.
Good morning.
All right, man. Let me have it, dude. I got to hear about this.
I've been looking forward to it. Well, I'm Dia Hicks, founder of swaggerscan.com, the world's first socially responsible dating hub for people looking to avoid STDs.
Yeah. Yeah, what a cool concept.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's much needed. Let me just hit you with the hard, stone cold facts right off the bat. 1 in 4 people in the U.S. has an STD. We should have done something at like the 1 in 50 ratio.
Yeah.
But here we are at 1 in 4.
Yeah.
And still nothing.
That's scary, man.
Tell me about it. Now, also, worldwide, it's not just a domestic problem, as most of us well know. Worldwide, the World Health Organization, just came out with a report that 2 out of every 3 people under the age of 50 now has herpes.
Wow.
Yeah. And that H word is something that'll wake you up in the morning, won't it?
Yeah. It scares people, man. It really does.
Yeah.
And so, and then, you know, you're out there dating and like you said, you're doing all this stuff on the internet. First of all, you never know what you're getting anyway, because the profile pictures are never the people, you know, you get odd facts, and, you know, let's just face it. Nobody wants to put the real weight in the little box, you know, so.
And right. And those things should be really the only problem we face. Right.
Right. But now you got this other one out here that you just don't know.
Exactly. And speaking of not knowing, I mean, you and I, you know, we're adults, but you have.
Sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes.
I mean, and then you have people that are, you know, just turning 18, just getting into college, you know, not, you know, very bright people, obviously, but just when it comes to the worldly things, they're kind of naive.
Sure.
And that internet thing, people aren't aware of these statistics that I just laid out, and therefore they carry that same frame of thought and habits that are detrimental to their own personal health into the meet and greet online, which is extremely dangerous.
Yeah. So wait, you're saying everything on the internet's not true? I get that one all the time, especially when I'm trying to teach my kids, but it was on Google. Well, you know, that doesn't mean it's real, you know?
Exactly.
So, all right. I want to know what point of sitting around and watching some TV or how did the eureka moment happen, dude?
Well, you know, the hair care product for men where the guy says, you know, I'm not only a client, kind of one of those things where these stream of events happen where I was like at a point where I want a service that kind of does this.
Yeah.
And it started with the fact that I have sickle cell, the sickle cell trait. And there's a difference between having sickle cell and having the trait. For those out there that don't know, it's predominantly a minority issue. 1 in 12 minorities have the trait, and sickle cell is something that deals with the immune system. When you have the trait, it just means you got it from one of your parents, and you should not. Although you can,
right,
if it's your choice, but you should not procreate, because more than likely you're going to give your little one sickle cell.
Right.
Well, I, lucky me, happened to find that person that has the trait as well.
Yeah.
And the interestingly enough, we found out kind of over Christmas dinner when her parents came to visit that her parents got together not knowing they had the trait, and she had 2 brothers who had sickle cell.
Right.
And therefore we could not be together any longer.
Wow.
And the relationship was over within a week, and heartbroken me started to kind of do some research into it. Like, I never ever wanted to experience anything like that.
Yeah.
Much less waste a full year. Well, I don't want to say waste, but you know.
But yeah, get your heart broken. Right. So, yeah, sure.
Right. So I went online and I didn't see any kind of business or service that would allow people to kind of discuss blood work. And that caused me to kind of go deeper into the problem and look at CDC's website, which is where I got the information I just explained to you. And I then noticed all of the other horrific statistics, and it was kind of a serendipitous moment, because I was discontent with, you know, working for the man, if you will.
Yeah.
And I had the entrepreneurial spirit, and I just knew that I needed to have passion behind whatever, you know, endeavor that I went after. So that one thing happened. And then the next thing that happened was, you know, I played a little college ball, and I still keep in touch with a lot of the people, you know, surrounding that. You know, that thing. And one of the athletic trainers from college, who's still a friend of mine, she called me out of the blue. about 5 or 6 years ago. And as soon as I pick up the phone keys, she's like, Tia, you need to wear a condom. I'm like, well, good morning, Keisha.
Yeah,
what's
sure.
going on? Uh-huh. She's like, well, I know I'm calling you because I had a, what I'm seeing in here made me think of you. I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? She's like, well, the conversation you and I had in college, made me, I'm like, okay, what did I say in college? Let's stop there.
Right.
What did I say?
Yeah.
She said, you said the prettier the girl, the less you're likely to wear a condom. I said, okay, I probably did say some dumb crap uh-huh. like that at 19, yeah. but uh-huh. tell me what does that have to do with now at
right.
8 o'clock in the morning or Saturday? She's like, well, based on what I continue to see coming in, like the type of people that are newly diagnosed, it made me remember that conversation and I felt compelled to call you. Okay. I'm like, okay, well, what are you seeing? She's like, I'm seeing pretty girls, not just average. She's
sure.
exotic girls like every guy would want. And I'm like, okay, it sounds like
so there's no discrimination.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, what's the problem in Atlanta, Georgia? She's like, well, I work in the HIV triage unit and what I see here, and this was her back then, and what I see here is that that pretty girl will only, you know, conversate or give herself, so to speak, to, you know, the guy that's got himself together.
Right.
Well, the guy that's got himself together, you know, we're a little bit less discriminatory as men.
Sure.
Than women. Women are selective. Guys, we barely turn down our collar. And then you go deeper into the average guy's, you know, health habits.
Yeah.
Most guys have never been tested. And if they have, not regularly, not
right.
annually.
Sure.
Secondly, guys don't wear condoms consistently.
Sure.
So when you're dealing with these ratios, like for instance, I just said earlier, 1 in 4 people. And if you're this Mac Daddy of a guy where you're getting just as many women approaching you as that beautiful, gorgeous girlfriend of yours, then you're going to face temptation just as much as she does. And then that comes down to the man. Well, in these scenarios that she was explaining, the guy brings home something to the woman, whether they're married or just, you know, dating, he gives it to her. And because women's bodies react differently
sure.
when they contract something,
sure.
the woman knows immediately. She schedules an appointment with her gynecologist.
Yep.
And because women, you know, have this relationship with their primary care physician or gynecologist, they know. They
yeah.
get tested. Women, you know, and that brings me to a point. This thing, this movement, this dating site, you know, obviously there are all kinds of relationships, but I'm speaking solely for the relationship, the type of relationships that I'm well astute of, and that's boy meets girl. And I'm calling on women really to hold us accountable.
Yeah.
You know, hold a guy accountable. You know, we kind of mash the proverbial gas when it comes to boy meets girl, and women, we kind of rely on them to master breaks. Well, again, I would love for women to buy into my service, check me out on social media and really get a gist of what it is so that it can empower you going forward
right.
to not have these cautionary tales.
Yeah. So, okay. So how does it work?
Good question. We are preparing to a beta launch here pretty soon. And due to the fact that it is intellectual property,
yeah.
I don't want to go too far into how it actually works. I implore everyone listening to, you know, go ahead and join. It's going to be really efficient in how it works. And just know that we aren't housing any health records or asking you
yeah.
to upload any test results. And so for the users and your listeners, you know, you got to wonder, well, okay, if I'm not being asked to upload test results, how are we actually proving?
Yeah, how are we going to make this accurate?
Exactly.
Right.
Well, that part you gotta trust me on and buy and go ahead and join and try it, because once you get to that point, you're going to either fight or flight. You're going to realize that, hey, this is cool. This
right.
way works. This is the best way. And that's what I challenge everyone listening to go to, because this is going to be both man's and a woman's best friend.
Yeah.
Going forward.
So, okay. So let's talk about, because obviously this is a huge difference right here and I'm not on the dating site world, but
good for you.
But I am. but. You know, I know friends that are, and I know obviously there's millions of people out there. So what is the current state of the dating site world?
It's really bad. I don't like to, vocally name my competitors, because once we are out there, there aren't any real competitors,
yeah.
but,
Well, I mean, you see the commercials for the sites that you know that are up there.
Absolutely. I pay attention to all of what's going on with them. And a lot of these dating sites are in litigation quietly from members contracting an STD from other members.
Really?
Because when you're talking about this ratio, Keith, of 1 to 4, you got people have to understand that ratio translates to the internet. And it's even more of an extreme ratio because you got to understand that people who have STDs are living in the shadows, and some of them have malcontent.
Sure.
Back to what that story about my college friend who called me out of the blue. One thing she said about the woman is that the woman will get tested and get diagnosed on for example, a Thursday, and she would be out and about, you know, in the nightlife and bump into this same person.
Yeah.
As if. And so she explained that women or people in general go through several stages before they ever get to a level of accepting what they have and in turn getting in treatment. So that you have these people out there that are going through resentment from how they contracted it,
right.
You know, and that's something that we as a society, we have to address. It's not just a one prong problem with having a dating site. You know, it's an entire, stream of support that we need to lend to this problem.
Right.
You know,
so currently now, you know, you post your picture, you fill in a profile and
good question.
You meet people and
right.
Hopefully it works.
That great question, because the problem isn't the boy meets girl scenario as a whole. It's just introducing one of the top five questions that we all need to begin any encounter with.
Which, let's face it, most people on the first time talking, that is not one of the five questions you want to ask.
That, my friend, is why this service is so valuable. Because get this, when anywhere in the world, in any setting, you're going to get a drink thrown in your face or smacked or at the very least walked away from if you begin a conversation in this way.
Yeah.
But on swaggerscan.com, it is the only real estate where you can comfortably begin a conversation with this. And it's okay because everyone's there understanding that, hey, this
site is going to be the conversation.
This.
Yeah.
Now, again, we're not reinventing the boy meets girl wheel. We're getting right back to, you know, again, hey, what's your zodiac sign?
Right.
You know, these things are important to you, what's your religion? These things, you know, we're not avoiding either. We're just, we're reintroducing one of the most important questions we all should know based on the sign of the times.
Yeah. That's social responsibility.
Exactly. And the good thing about this, Keith, is that it's a conversation that builds a nice platform for the couples to where they can revisit it throughout the relationship. If they break up, they've already established, hey, this line of conversation and communication where they can revisit it. You know, we've gotten tested before when we met, so if you think I've been cheating, let's go get tested again.
Right.
That in itself makes this service worth its weight in gold.
Sure.
You know, huge service.
It's almost like having a referee in the house that somebody can say it and you know, it doesn't have to start a fight. It doesn't have to be a huge issue because it just, I didn't say it. He said it or the site said it, you know?
Yep. And the cool thing is that, you know, while we're talking about all of these safety precautions, mumbo jumbo stuff, the cool thing that I want people to realize and imagine is for guys, imagine getting tested with your new friend, the person you're getting to know or the person, potentially intimate partner, and getting on the other side of getting tested and you're both good to go.
Yeah.
Imagine the hair let down.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's going to be pretty
some
cool.
Some relief, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about throwing on some Rick James after that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the funny thing is it's like you said, I mean, we know it's there. We know all this stuff's out there. And you still have people that I don't know if they're just, if it's an attack at their personality, if they're just afraid to do it. I'm sure it's all a mix of all of those kinds of things, you know, but this is not, it's a subject that's there and you should be able to discuss it.
Yep.
And you should be able to feel confident and, you know, still have some, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but you should be okay to go and take care of this kind of stuff and get tested and be able to, you know, be socially responsible without having to feel like your manhood's being attacked or, mm-hmm. or your womanhood's being attacked or that kind of stuff. And it's just, I remember when I was a kid and going through high school and you learning about this kind of stuff and sex ed and all that. I mean, I don't think it's changed in that way as much as I thought it should have.
Yeah.
As much as we've progressed in so many other areas, mm-hmm. you know, this one is still just, it's you sweep it under the rug kind of thing.
Yeah. It's one of those things where we still haven't, extended the olive branch and opened our arms to the people who are infected.
Yeah.
If I'm laying out these extreme ratios, 1 in 4 and 2 in 3, then there's the people on the other side of the fence that are there living in the shadows that
yeah.
we need to, you know, embrace and bring out of the darkness and have some type of open rapport to where we understand the real problem. And the real problem is that we don't have balance.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many, avenues and messages and, you know, everything that we do as a society, it's not at all reminding
unorganized, people. Like scattered.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not reminding people of the consequences of their action, basically.
Yeah.
And we need that balance and we need to understand the problem. A lot of people don't understand that the actual at-risk group starts at age 13.
Yeah, that's young, man. Young.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of the people that I talk to and friends, you know, they started, you know, they maybe had their first sexual encounter at a very young age. That first sexual encounter could actually lead to an STD.
Yeah.
You know, because that first encounter, most of us are kind of embarrassed about the first person we had sex with. You don't want to bring that person out of the woodworks.
Well, yeah.
It's probably because that person was a little bit more promiscuous and experienced than you, which meant that they had a sexual history.
For sure.
And they're too young to understand or know what safe sex is.
Yeah.
And so that first time up the bat could lead you to the shadows.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, again, it's something we really need to wrap our brain around and direct our problem to. That younger portion of the society,
yeah,
and teach and learn them so that we can kind of close the back door on this problem.
Yeah, get some social responsibility starting from the beginning.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think we've sort of covered the overall company goals and missions, but did we miss anything that's going to be tapped, you know, added on to this kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I have three services. Swagger Scan is going to be the first up to bat, and one of my services actually deals with people with HIV, and I've been able to talk to a lot of them, and they've enlightened me to a lot of things. And one thing I wanted to talk about is the fact, or what I was explained, and that is this: what if everyone in the world got tested and knew their status,
right?
This problem would be over. So one of my missions, you know, one of my main focuses is, you know, making this service so cool that everybody will want to be a part of it. And then when everybody wants to be a part of it, they'll have to kind of know their test, their recent test. And then you get in treatment. If you are, you know, diagnosed with something, you get in treatment. Studies show that, the people who are contracting HIV, and they're in treatment and they're taking their medication, there's almost a 0% chance of them spreading it.
Right.
The people who aren't spreading it people who are spreading it are the people who, A, are in denial or don't know.
Right.
And studies also show that 1 in 5 people who have HIV don't know.
Right.
And so that goes back to testing. So if we all knew what we had and what we don't have, it'd be over.
Yeah.
So that's my main goal, is to have this service where everyone wants to get tested.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the third?
The third is to make, you know, the aspects of this service allows for it to go global. And this isn't just a domestic problem. The third is to get this thing out of the United States to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Global, worldwide, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. All right. So you sound like you got a pretty creative brain that kicks around up there. You got any other upcoming projects you got working on?
Good question. With the style of dater that's online, it's not everyone who's going to buy in first to swaggerscan.com.
Sure.
Simply because of the name. People get hung up on names, which is what I want. I want people to say, what the heck is swaggerscan.com?
Yeah. Because well, you got me, man.
Right. And that's going to cause you to have some sort of intrigue.
Right.
But, you know, again, not everyone's going to be an early adapter. Well, and also everyone has their own different beliefs, and that therein lies the problem. Because if you want a service like this to reach everyone, which it should reach everyone, you have to meet them halfway.
Right.
So I said all that to say this, singlechurchfolk.com is going to be the second effort to attach this kind of a service, a process rather, to online dating. And it's more, you know, more of the same. We're not reinventing anything there, but we are wanting or allowing for users to match faith.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's important. And, then my final project again is going to, you know, help those who are infected by HIV. Beginning with SwaggerScan, I originally, you know, was in communication with a lot of people with HIV. So I know their issues and I understand the bigger problem as it relates to potentially SwaggerScan members. So there has to be something for them as well. And the dating, there are dating sites for people who have STDs, but until now there weren't any for people who are looking to avoid it.
Right.
But
sure.
With the people who have HIV, the current dating services for them, they're just not enough because they want to find love, but that's not the only issue in their life. You know, we have to tackle the entire thing, and the entire thing is support, because when these people are needing that support, it's not there. For instance, when someone contracts HIV, the first thing they have to, the first hurdle they have to have is telling someone in their circle. That's the hard part. So they don't want their medication laying around. That means they have to then explain it, and maybe they aren't ready for it. They don't know how to explain it, and they don't have that support system. And therein lies the problem, because if they're not taking their medication, their T cell counts drop to a point where they contract full blown AIDS.
Right.
And that's what we don't want, because, you know, this medication that they have now for people with HIV allows them to live a normal life.
Yeah.
You know, it's people that we probably work with and know and are in our family that have HIV, but because of the medication, you know, the advancement of medication, they're able to live a functional, normal life as long as they're in treatment. So we want to have a service, and the service that I'm bringing forth is called Safe Infinity. That's going to be the third effort. It is, again, a dating site to help people not only date, but also, you know, get into treatment and have an online support. So if you can imagine a person with HIV joining that site, they're going to meet what's called a med coach.
Uh-huh.
And that med coach is not only going to be there in support with telling them how they're going to feel and what they're going to experience with the medication, because that's another issue.
Yeah.
The people who are newly infected and they get on this medication, they're going to be sick because their body
takes side effects,
a while. So if they don't have that support, they're not going to take it consistently and give up on it. It's just too much for them to, you know, have to go through this sickness and then also feel like crap and also, you know, mentally feel like crap because there's no support system in their circle. They can't talk to anyone. So we have to, again, tackle the entire issue, and these three products are going to, you know, help the entire thing.
Yeah. Very cool, man. Well, let's tell everybody where they can go. If they haven't gotten it already, if you haven't said it enough, let's send them to the site.
Thank you. Thank you. The name of the site again is swaggerscan.com, spelled SwaggerScan. You can go there. Please join early. Why would you want to join early? Well, you're getting a free membership for early subscribers, and we don't need a bunch of your information to join. All you're doing is entering in your name and email and you're in, and we will be in contact with you during the launch. The launch date is going to be in February. We're trying to do February 14th, which is perfect for
the opening of dating season, as they call it.
Exactly. So we're looking at that date. Now to follow us and know the exact date, you can also find us on Twitter at SwaggerScan. You can find us on Instagram at Always Scan Your Swagger and Swagger Scan Miami and Swagger Scan Tally and Swagger Scan Europe. We want the whole gamut. And also, we're on Facebook, of course. You can just, search Swagger Scan, the name Swagger Scan. You'll find us. We're there. And my name, Dia Hicks, please, follow me as well. I like to post a lot of things, business related for the entrepreneur. Cause if you can imagine, while everyone loves the service, I did have opposition at first.
Yeah.
I had to overcome. And so,
Just the red tape alone, man. I could think of, health records and things like that and just how to make this where people can honestly see it, trust it, believe it and move forward. Not to mention intellectual property, which I understand the concept, but then when it comes to protecting it or creating it, obviously you leave that to the lawyers, I can imagine that this is a huge road down the entrepreneurial, avenue.
I had to be really resilient, a resilient guy, which is what I kind of came to the party with. So, I'm the right guy to kind of do this because I'm not a give up type of person when it comes to something that's awfully important as this.
Yeah.
So I won't ever be tucking my tail with this thing. This is something that we need and I have fought for it, which is why I'm actually, here with you because I ain't getting to this point.
Yeah.
We've had this thing for 2 years now.
Wow.
And, we built a following of over 20,000 people on social media and, I'm not giving up on those people.
Yeah. Well, very good, man. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Sounds like you're going to have a good 2016.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I want to thank you for coming in and hanging out with us today. Just what a cool story.
Thank you.
So, guys, you can find us at Pecola Radio X. You can find us at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. You can find us on Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio. Dia Hicks has been in the studio. Thank you for coming again this morning.
No problem.
I've been Keith Hofer, and this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.